That was Matthias, a member of Gipfel Soli, an anti-G8 organizing group in Berlin, speaking about the militarization of social politics in the context of German and EU asylum policy and so-called border management. Matthias spoke about the measures taken to keep migrants out. In our last interview, coming up, about Fortress Europe in Germany, recorded by Robin, we get insight about the brutal effects of that anti-migrant sentiment within Germany itself.
We're going to hear shortly an interview with a member of the Anti-Racist Initiative in Berlin. The Anti-Racist Initiative documents attacks and deaths on asylum seekers. Here are some statistics from 1993 to 2008, based on a publication by the ARI. 417 asylum seekers were injured by police or custody staff, 130 of them during arrest. 480 refugees suffered injuries crossing the border. 150 refugees killed themselves in the face of their impending deportation or died trying to escape from deportation, while 371 refugees were injured by compulsory measures or mistreatment during their deportation. Also in 2008, 5,800 people had their status revoked through cancellation procedures. For the context behind these stats, I spoke with Elke of the ARI. She was interviewed in the ARI office in New York Batanien, an occupied social center in Berlin. Elke enters in German, and her answers are provided in English by a translator. We'll go to that interview right now.
We are a working group of the Anti-Racistische Initiative and document the deaths and injuries of refugees in the German Federal Republic. That's basically our main task, what we do.
Und auch Todesfälle und Verletzungen nach Abschiebungen und an den Grenzen.
And also deaths and injuries during and after deportations and at the borders, people trying to enter the Republic.
Seit 16 Jahren.
We've been doing that for 16 years. I think that's kind of important to know that in 1993, they changed the constitution and changed the article on asylum policy, on the right to asylum, basically making it meaningless, which prompted big changes in the practice of German asylum policy and asylum accommodation and people applying for or asking for asylum.
Okay. Could you explain the changes a little bit more?
Das Grundgesetz wurde geändert.
They changed the constitution.
Es gab ganz viele Sondergesetze ausschließlich für Flüchtlinge.
There were a lot of special laws aimed at refugees.
Okay.
Zum Beispiel das Asylbewerberleistungsgesetz.
For example, the Asylbewerberleistungsgesetz. Like, these are special laws in place now. And this is one of...
Wo Flüchtlinge in Lager gezwungen sind.
Which put refugees in camps, basically. Forced them to live in camps.
Und dessen Umfeld sie nur mit Erlaubnis der Behörden verlassen dürfen. Das nennt sich Residenzpflicht.
And those refugees are not allowed to leave the area to which they are allocated. That's called Residenzpflicht. If you violate the Residenzpflicht, that can be reason for punishment or deportation.
Wo Flüchtlingen das Arbeiten verboten wird.
Refugees are not allowed to work.
Wo sie ganz wenig Bargeld bekommen. 40 Euro im Moment.
They hardly get any cash at all, like 40 euros a month. That's the rate now.
Und das Essen als Fertigessen vorgesetzt wird, wogegen viele Streiks auch entstehen, Proteststreiks.
And they just get like food packages, care packages, which is another reason for immense protests, because there's little possibility for self-determined life. And I guess what's important about the change of the article in constitution, I couldn't really go deep into detail, but it basically, like in the 1980s and 1990s, xenophobic attacks in Germany really were on the rise, and asylum accommodation centers were burning. There were a couple of really, really prominent, well-published cases where there was just a mob basically chasing people seeking asylum, and the people in political responsibility kind of prompted change in asylum policy by changing the constitution, which in effect led to just so fewer people applying and fewer people getting political asylum or getting asylum granted in the Federal Republic. I think that's like a 3-digit number right now. It used to be much higher than that.
Okay.
So it basically, it was a change that basically ended the right to asylum, which is a human right in Germany, because its effect were to basically keep the number as low as possible and make life for people seeking asylum here as hard as possible.
Okay.
Es kommt noch ein wichtiger Punkt dazu beim Asylbewerberleistungsgesetz, dass die medizinische Versorgung.
And another aspect of this Asylbewerberleistungsgesetz, which is really, really central, is that medical care was drastically reduced just in case of imminent danger to life, excruciating pain. Then you have a right for medical care. In other cases, not.
Es gab gerade eine Anhörung im Bundestag, weil die Grünen das.
There's been, like, the refugee organizations and the Green Party in Germany are protesting against this law. Because it violates the constitution, it violates European law, and violates human rights.